The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth.
Hey, welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Show. I'm John Walker. Today, we're going to dive into a topic and a question that we are certainly getting a lot from folks that we help, from listeners, from people that stop me in the street or talk to me at parties and say, hey, you're in investments for a living. You're a planner. What do you think of this election coming up? And so we get this all the time. And certainly election season is a divisive time. It's unsettling. Sometimes it feels like the fate of the world is hanging in the balance. And so people want to know. There's a sense of this election feels different. But I'm here to tell you, history tells us that we all have that election. People think that this one's going to be different. And so did people generations ago thought that Kennedy was going to be different or that Reagan was going to be different. And so people want to know, what does that mean to my investments? Listen, November 3rd, the American people are going to decide who the next president's going to be. And that'll tell us a lot about politically what the future holds for our country. But the question remains, does it tell us really a whole lot about what it's going to do to your portfolio? And so today we're going to dive into what happens. What does it actually mean? Do elections really matter all that much? Let's start with what we've learned. If you look back over the last 85 years, starting with FDR's inauguration. That's probably a fair reflection of the modern U.S. economy. We often get asked, well, which party is better for investors? And so I'm not going to get into all the nuances of what each political party's stance is on economics. And look, what I can tell you is that the stock market really doesn't like uncertainty. And so what we've seen historically is that primary season is really when all the rhetoric ramps up, when all of the emotion ramps up, and that leads to uncertainty in the market. Just look at this election cycle. The Democratic primaries, at the beginning of 2020, there were 14 candidates running. Now, they've since whittled down the field, but 14 different folks running with their own ideas of what they think the country should look like, and that's just on one side of the aisle. And then you have an incumbent Republican president in President Trump. And so we have a sense of what his ideas are going to be. So the market likes stasis. It's okay if he gets reelected because they know what the rules likely will be. But they're uncertain as to what the electorate's going to do. They don't even know which Democratic candidate gets the opportunity to run against President Trump. So primary season tends to be really, really volatile. We see that historically. So I'll give you some good stats. If you look back at the 12 months following primary season, so we'll just say that ends at the beginning of May, stocks have returned 12.2% in the months following a primary season in that four-year cycle. In similar periods on non-election years, historically, over the last 85 years, the market's only returned 5.8%. So you say, well, how does that make any sense? Well, it makes sense because the market has been so volatile in the uncertainty of knowing who the candidates are going to be that once they find out who they are, they get some comfort with what those policies could look like. It recalibrates, and then it gets back to chugging along like normal. And so I think when people ask us what political party has been better for investors, I will tell you that if you look back, if you took $1,000 and put it in the S&P right when FDR became president, so that 1933, and just left it, amazingly, it'd be worth $14 million today. The cool thing is that would have been with exactly seven Republican presidents and seven Democratic presidents. And so has there been volatility and fluctuations and market crashes in between? Absolutely. But what that shows you is that over the long term, it really hasn't made any difference which political party was in power. There's so many other factors that drive the market that regardless, once the uncertainty has been removed, once there's some certainty with policy, the market chugs along. So stocks have trended up regardless of whether there was a Democrat or Republican who won the White House. when people ask us, what do I do? What's going to be better for my portfolio? The answer is, frankly, over the long term, it really doesn't matter. Now, everybody keeps asking, well, okay, but this one's going to be different. Maybe I should get out of the equity market now during the primary season. And we see this. There's so much empirical evidence that shows that during primary season, because of the volatility, people have an inclination to get out of markets and get into cash. And so during this period, the money flowing into cash and money markets is 3 times higher than in non-election years in the exact same period of time. And that's what it is. People are nervous. They are worried about what happens. And I'm here to tell you that being a patient investor and riding out some of the volatility has worked out better over the long term. One of the biggest mistakes that folks make is they move to cash, and it's rarely been a winning strategy for people. So if you look and say, what if I just kept my money completely fully invested? So if you did that and you benchmarked it against the last 22 election cycles, if you left it fully invested from January 1 of the election year, at the end of the day, if you put 10 grand in, historically, it'd be worth just shy of $16,000. And if you said, well, John, what if I took it out and I moved it and then I put it back in the year after? Your returns are only $14,000. It's not a huge difference, but it is a difference. And if you do that for 22 election cycles, it's a huge difference. And so moving to cash, trying to time the market, has not been a successful strategy for folks over the long term. Staying on the sidelines rarely pays off. Listen, it's time. Time in the market that matters most, not timing. That's what history tells us over the course of 85 plus years of looking at this. Time in the market is more effective than trying to time the market. Listen, stocks have had negative returns only 2 of the last 20 election cycles. If I let you guess, you'd probably figure it out, but it was 2000 and 2008. Both of which had anything to do with politics or policies. They were asset bubbles. That was the dot-com bubble that burst, and that was the financial crisis, right? Both of which the elected presidents, one Republican, one Democratic, inherited. Their policies had nothing to do with. So you can't really attribute either. You can't blame either for what they inherited, right? So if you take that perspective and say, listen, over 20-plus election cycles, only 2 of them ended up being bad, and neither of them really fundamentally had anything to do with politics, gives us a lot of comfort that even though I know people think this one feels different, the market doesn't really feel that way. The market likes to know what the rules are. It just wants to know what rules it has to play by. And then if history is a guide, it shows us that over time, it always finds its way. It always goes up. 7 Democratic presidents, 7 Republican presidents in the last 22 election cycles, the market has been up through all of them. So if you're nervous, look, you're not alone. Primary season, presidential candidates, they draw attention by design, right? They draw attention to the things that people see as problems in our country, right? And then that message is amplified by the media. Namely, the negative part of that narrative is amplified by the media. So no wonder you're probably starting to feel pessimistic. You're worried about the markets. You're worried about your money. And that mood definitely affects how you feel about how you're invested. But traditionally, the folks who move to cash don't win as much as the folks who ride it out, who can set aside that emotion, who can work with an advisor they trust who says, listen, stay the course. You have a plan. If you want to minimize risk and wait, you're probably not going to win out as much as if you just stay properly balanced in your portfolio, because timing the market rarely works as a long-term strategy. And in fact, it actually oftentimes really works to your detriment. So people are saying, okay, John, that's great. Stay the course. But aren't there certain things that do better or worse, right? There's got to be sectors that do better or worse during election years. And so that comes up all the time because people think there's a parade of ideas, a parade of policy agendas coming out that make us think that there's going to be winners or losers in the market depending who gets elected, right? And so this election cycle, healthcare is really the big divisive topic. And there's a ton of heated rhetoric around drug pricing and around Medicare for all and all the things that you're hearing, right? So that gives people that says, all right, so I better get out of the healthcare sector. And so should you, right? We get that question all the time. Should I not be in healthcare? The answer is, listen, every time a new political idea gets overblown and gets out there, people think that this new government policy is going to completely destroy a sector. And listen, if you are invested in good companies, even if drug pricing changes, the company that makes the best drugs, the company that is the most efficient in that space is still going to do well. Maybe their earnings won't be what they were prior to the legislative change, but they're still going to do well, right? So healthcare stocks after the 2016 election, where there was also heated rhetoric around this, they performed exceptionally well, right? And then by the midterm elections, that whole focus faded away. And so it was a great example of there's often post-election cycle rallies for certain sectors that people think are going to win based on policy. And then there's downturns in sectors where people think that they're going to lose based on policy. And candidly, there could be maybe buying opportunities if you're a long-term investor. But what I can tell you is that over the long haul, the things that really matter, the fundamentals to the market, are what wins out. Companies that are efficient, companies that hit their earnings, companies that are run effectively, regardless of sector, win out regardless of legislative policy. And so throughout all of this rhetoric, try to keep in mind that the fundamentals are what drives the market beyond just legislative policy. And so if we think of what the key takeaways are here, I want you to keep in mind that election results have had very little impact over the long term. 7 Republicans, 7 Democrats, your $1,000 in 1933 would be $14 million. It's an astonishing number. History shows us that markets have risen regardless of whether a Republican or Democrat has been in office. And that's because markets are efficient and there's so many other factors that drive the success of the equities market. It's earnings, it's good fundamentals, it's monetary policy, it's demographics, it's consumer spending, it's all the other factors, right? Do politics play a part in the short term? Absolutely. Do tax laws and other legislative things impact the markets in the short term? Absolutely. But if you are thinking in a long term and you have a solid plan and you have good diversification, regardless of political party, the markets have returned and had growth through every single election cycle. They do, however, have heightened volatility during the election year, particularly in primary season. And so that doesn't mean you're not going to feel the emotion of that or see the impact of it. But if you sit on the sidelines out of fear, it's rarely worked. The math just doesn't bear out fruit that is the effective strategy. So staying fully invested or making monthly investments in your 401k has won out historically over time. And if you test it in every election cycle, it wins every time. So the key is to avoid trying to time the markets around politics. Time in the market works better than timing the market. So as you're getting ready to pull the lever on November 3rd, and you're going to make the decision that's right for you, for your family, where your political leanings lie, just know that regardless of how the election bears out, history tells us that the market finds a way. Remember the things that make the markets uncomfortable. Uncertainty is really what makes the market uncomfortable. We see it with other outliers. We see it with things like the coronavirus, a pandemic, something that couldn't have been predicted. Outliers. There's so many things that can affect the market. Politics is certainly one of them. But global policies, global monetary policies, things that are so far out of the sphere of our control, internal monetary policies, the Fed, liquidity in the markets, consumer confidence, employment, all these other things. Do politics play a part in many of them? They do, but there are so many other factors that lead to the success of the market. And what history tells us is that once the market knows the rules, regardless of who set them, whether it was a D or an R, regardless who made the rules, once the market knows the rules, the market figures out a way to become efficient and create growth opportunities for folks that are invested. Now, listen, I'm not saying that the answer is to do nothing. Through the last 85 years, you certainly would have wanted to make tactical shift. So don't mistake what I'm saying. It's not a you can just set it and forget it. What I'm suggesting is that the politics side of it has had little impact. There are other things in your portfolio that you need to be mindful of. There are other risks that you need to keep in mind. And the real crux of it is you need to have someone help you build a portfolio that has actually aligned with what your objectives are. And so emotions are ramped up. This is a divisive time. It gets people unsettled. And a lot of folks make mistakes. It's often hard to recover from. And when you let fear and emotion dictate your investment strategy, right? Just like we always say, hope is not an investment strategy, right? Hoping that things are going to work out, right? That's not a good strategy for life. You need a plan. And that's where working with folks like our team here at Cordasco Financial Network can add real value by helping folks not make mistakes that emotion and sentiment makes them prone to do. So if you're worried right now, if you're unsettled about what's going to happen in November, if you're unsettled of how this might impact you and your money, and you want some good clarity for how it's going to specifically help you and some guidance on how to navigate through these choppy waters, our team here at Cordasco Financial Network is here to help. We'd love to hear from you with any questions you might have. Please shoot us an email at asksteve@cfnplan.com. That's asksteve@cfnplan.com. Or call the office at 215-558-3500. Please forward our podcast to friends and family members, and be sure to visit our new website at cfnplan.com. All of our podcasts are archived there, and you can get more information on all that Cordasco Financial Network has to offer for your life and wealth. That's cfnplan.com. Thanks for listening. I'm John Walker. Have a great week.
If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.